This is episode 2008 of the Who Cares News for Monday, July 12th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts.
The Great Depression seemed so dire in 1931 that the West African nation of Cameroon sent New York City $3.77 in hunger relief. Now, with inflation, that's about $67 today's money.
Hey, that's a token.
Or the cost of a sandwich in New York City. One out of nine siblings have the same first initial. Whereas with two random people, they'd have one in 14 chance of having the same first initial. But we know people like the Duggars who name all the siblings with the same first initial.
Yeah.
They strive to get J into everything. Ginger, Jada, and Johnson, Johanna.
My birth father had four kids. Five kids? They're all C's.
See, and I know people that did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I knew a couple that they named all their kids with M's. Mark, Marie, Mary, Matthew. Yeah, crazy. Orthorexia is an eating disorder where people only want to eat organic or pure foods.
That's a disorder?
That's a thing. Of course it's a disorder. It's organic. And that's some random facts for today. Time once again for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
All right, so Christina Hawk.
Yeah.
Christina Hawk Almusa Anstead Hawk.
Okay, probably.
Yeah,
we don't know if that was her maiden name or whatever.
I keep meaning to look it up, and then I think, I don't know.
Well, you know, go ahead. Where's my phone? I lost my phone. I came into the studio without my phone.
Oh my gosh, you're naked.
I am naked today. I don't have my phone.
That's like the old days when we forgot to wear our wristwatch on.
Oh, talk about feeling naked for a day.
Discombobulated all day long.
Go all day long without a wristwatch.
All right, so anyway, Christina Almusa Anstead Hawk.
We're free.
She came out about a new boyfriend on Instagram last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so evidently they kept a secret for a while, and they just dated.
Wait. So she's got a new boyfriend?
Yes.
Is she crazy? Good Lord, this woman cannot stay away from men. What is the deal?
So now the newly divorced flipper flop star announced her new beau in a lengthy post.
Did you read it?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And that explained everything.
Oh, it did.
More or less. Now, basically.
Do you feel better now that you've read it?
Kind of.
Okay. All right.
Basically, it comes down to that she doesn't care what people think and to mind their own dang business.
Good for her. I mean, that she's strong enough to do that.
Well, they saw each other and it was like
love at first sight.
Supposedly.
You know what he was thinking? My bank account's about to get huge.
Right. All right. Now, apparently, after Christina smoked a Bouffatoad.
A what?
A Bouffatoad.
What the heck is a Bouffatoad?
I had to look it up.
And what is it?
So Bouffatoad, it has this poisonous like secretions.
Oh, venom kind of thing?
I don't know if I'd call it venom.
How do you smoke that, I wonder? Do you like
I don't know, just wrap the venom frog up in a tortilla and slide it on fire?
I can see Cheech and Chong smoking a Bouffatoad, man. Hey, dude, have you smoked this toad?
And as one of them comes close, a leg reaches out and kicks him in the nose. It's a psychedelic.
Okay, all right.
It's taking her down to the psychedelic shack, baby. The psychedelic shack. She said 15 minutes, she was reset.
She was reset, I guess.
Clarity.
If I smoked a toad, I'd be reset something, or I'd be throwing up one of the two. And that's anyway, also, so that's also a reset, really, if you think about it.
She had new clarity.
Yeah. Well, good for her.
All right, so that's what happened to her. And she's been happier ever since.
Oh, good for
her. So
now she's smoking more toads.
Number one.
Yeah.
Tarek Almusa.
Yeah.
Apparently knew about the relationship. He has even loose ties to Josh.
Oh, does he? Really?
He does.
That doesn't surprise me because he's still kind of the center of her world.
Kids and stuff.
Sorta. Yeah.
All right. Now, since Josh's sister Since Josh's sister and Tarek's fiance, Heather Rae Young, they used to have a podcast together.
So that's the loose tie.
And Christina and Josh are on holiday in the tropics for her birthday. Bottom of the barrel, right here.
All right, that's us.
Yep,
scraping.
Here it is.
Scraping.
God, it's even awkward to start. Bill Cosby is mulling a lawsuit against Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, accusing the lawyers for his accusers of having an axe to grind against black men.
Oh, I didn't see that coming. I thought he was just going to sue him for, you know, wrongful imprisonment.
Right, yeah.
Well, of course, he's got to make it all about whatever. Yeah.
So the comments were made Friday by Cosby publicist, who says, Cosby is hoping to see here it is. Ready?
You
sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
Cosby's publicist. He says Cosby's hoping to make a couple hundred grand in compensation.
Oh, jeez.
Dun, 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 dun.
No, wait. He was in jail for 2 years, right?
I believe so.
And that was, how much was the money? It was
He wants to make a couple hundred grand.
So it's like 100 grand a year for sitting in jail, rotting in jail, doing nothing.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Jeez.
You get fed. Maybe not well, but you can make it better, I guess.
You have a social calendar.
You do.
And a dance card.
Well, I don't know about the dance card.
We're looking at what legal recourse we can take against the state of Pennsylvania, he said. We're looking at all legal angles for those things right now.
I could say a number of things about current events that are going on, about people believing in things and not believing in things and suing for whatever.
Right?
And the rifle thing. Here's the deal. Cosby, not innocent. Got out on a technicality, period. End of discussion.
That's it.
We know he's not innocent because he confessed to this whole thing. Oh, I don't know, about a dozen years ago. And then he got a gag order against the person whom he was, drugging and raping, and allegedly, sorry. And
he's found guilty.
Yeah, yeah. But he's out on a technicality because he wasn't supposed to be able to be jailed for this later down the line. So it's the lawyers have thought all this. I can't anymore. I just can't.
Stop it.
Stop with the suing. Let's think of pleasant things.
The sad thing is, I like pudding.
I'm thinking of pleasant things. I got my eyes closed. I'm thinking of Halle Berry in a swimsuit.
Halle Berry. Ah,
I've calmed my nerves.
Halle Berry.
I've calmed my nerves.
Halle Berry.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate your 5-star reviews, which helps more people listen to our show and find it, as a matter of fact. Also, speaking of find, shameless plug, wanted to remind you that you can listen to the Van Camp and Morgan radio show every weekday morning over several radio stations. They're listed in our show notes, so check that out. And if you happen to be up in the morning time and want to hear some good radio, some good music, and us, not necessarily in that order, check us out. All that information is in the show notes.